All right, welcome to the second season, the 28th episode of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up. If you are our friends and family, you're going to love it because you love us. If you are not our friends and family, we fear your opinions of us and we don't know why the fuck you're listening. So, Charlie, how was your weekend?
Well, first off, you threw a nice little wrinkle in there.
Thanks, man. You like that?
You're going to love us because you love us or something like that.
You're going to love it because you love us.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that one. I perked up. My ears perked up when I heard that. Like, that's new.
It is new. So we're coming at you 2 minutes late. We apologize for that. A little bit of a mix-up on communications on both ends.
What are you talking about? I just had it worked like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna own you. I wasn't gonna say anything about it being your fault. So I just kind of let it go.
No, yeah, I just had it work super duper late. So we're here on Thursday evening.
Yeah.
Grant, happy weekend.
It is my weekend again.
You're bailing on me.
I'm bailing.
In the workforce, you're bailing on me.
I'm getting out of here while I still can. Retiring, moving halfway across the country, and never coming back.
You never come. Ooh, kinda. I have dibs on a lot of stuff in your apartment.
You can have it all.
You just have to keep paying rent.
I got one more month.
But yeah, sorry, back to your original question. This weekend.
Seems like so long ago.
It does seem like a long ago. Well, it was further away than the New Year's weekend.
Touche.
But went to our last Cubs game of the year.
It was a little bit of a soggy sorrows one.
I was sad. It was a good game, though.
It was a good game, bad ending.
Tough to swallow at the end. But in a way, it was so accurate the whole Cubs season. Hot start. Held on in the middle.
It wasn't even a hot start. They lost like 8 straight in the beginning.
Well, but overall.
Overall,
the first quarter of the year, they did really well.
Yeah, first quarter of the year. First 8 games they lost, though.
First quarter of this game, they were winning. Then it was like tied. And then they came back. They gave us the hope again. Like, oh, we got this. And then just
pooped a bit. And Joe Maddon blames it on them, on the guys not going out and having beers after the games.
I didn't see that. Did he really say that?
Joe Maddon in an interview said that everyone's been a lot more serious this year. The guys haven't been going out after road games and getting beers, so he blamed it on that. And then Theo Epstein came out and said, well, Joe, I think we should test that theory. I'll see you at some bar in Pittsburgh tonight. He named off a bar.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
I think he's getting canned.
He's not getting. I don't think he got it.
Not at that moment, no, but like overall, yes.
I don't think so.
I do.
Well, it'd be kind of sad if we just watched the last game Joe Maddon ever coached in Wrigley as a Cubs coach.
Yeah, it would be, because he brought great things.
Like a world title.
Yeah.
I digress. Other than that, the weekend was great. Let's get off the sad stuff. We talked sports last time.
I didn't finish. I'm not done.
We talked sports last time.
I'm not done with my weekend.
Please finish for me.
On Friday, before all this happened, I went on a little mini golf trip. Now, when I say mini golf, I mean like one day, not like putt-putt.
He played putt-putt all day.
I had that confusion with a guy at work. played two rounds with one of my buddies from high school. It was great. Got chirped by some old guys saying, why are you at work? I'm like, because we took a day off. And then looked at their scorecard and they were lying about their score, so it was great. The internal relief or gratification because I know it's kicking their ass, but.
Yo, it's a gentleman's game. Can't lie.
Gentlemen's, yeah, they were not very gentlemanly. Oh, but they were smoking just the fattest, longest cigars ever. And they literally, they were hitting all their shots with it in their mouth.
Wow. That's a move.
I didn't know we joined a smoking club.
Hey, there you go. You know, if it works.
We're smokers with a golfing habit. That's what they would have said.
I love it. I straight up love it.
But yeah, it was just all day golf-a-thon. Woke up very sore the next day.
Cool. Is that it? Are you done now?
Now I'm done. Now you may proceed.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks for asking, but my weekend was also really good.
Hey, Graham, how was your weekend?
It was good, yeah. Thanks, man. I worked on Friday, unlike some people. Worked Saturday, hung out, went to Taco Fest. That was awesome. A festival that just celebrates tacos.
And beer.
I mean, and beer. It's put on by Sam Adams. It's Sam Adams Taco Fest. But But I mean, it's Taco Fest.
Dog.
It was awesome. We saw a dog dressed as a taco. We also saw a puppy dressed as a taco standing next to the dog. And you're picturing this in your head right now. You're thinking, how could that be any fucking cuter? Playing with other dogs. 100%. That's how it's cuter.
Great Dane. They're playing with the Great Dane.
And then they're playing with the Great Dane. Oh, man. And this Great Dane is ginormous, just floofing it around with its nuzzle.
There was one time the Great Dane pawed the little puppy.
And the puppy just flips over.
Pew! Pew, pew!
Yeah, so dogs, tacos, beer. I really can't think of a better weekend.
Being outside.
It rained a little bit on us, but that's all right. We're troopers. Yeah, so it was good. And then Pittsburgh won the game of the week. Pittsburgh versus UCF. It was very exciting. And they won on the Philly special, which was freaking awesome.
Pittsburgh.
So, yeah, that was my weekend. Sunday went to the game, you know. So, yeah, it was awesome. But yeah, I do have one thing to highlight.
We should highlight your mom was in town.
My mom was in town. I saw her last night. That was awesome. We had dinner. Just like one of the people have dinner with their parents. It was great, though. It was awesome. We had a great time. But what I was going to talk about real quick was, I'm not political on the podcast. We stay away from that. But the Carson King stuff in Iowa with Busch Light. No one's drinking Busch Light in Iowa anymore. And I was drinking Coors Light the whole time.
I mean, you were ahead of the curve. I was first to say, I'm still going to drink Busch Light.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still have one here and there. But all I'm saying is, I was ahead of the curve. Everyone's getting away from that. Ooh, look at Coors Light. I'd be like, yeah, been there, done that.
That was a mess. The whole
interesting situation.
Yeah. Good for him.
I'm glad that they raised a lot of money for the hospital.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be apolitical on this. Just because our listeners are apolitical. Our listeners like listening to us, not our opinions.
I know. Sorry. I'm a little thrown off because I have a bunch of unfolded laundry sitting in front of me. And I found another pink sock. And now I think I have a set.
So, of someone else's socks. You have a set of someone else's socks. No way. Dude, you should go buy a lotto ticket.
I was like, whoa. I'm like, I've seen that sock before.
Does that mean I have both of them?
I accidentally threw it back in my laundry and just washed it again.
That could have happened too. Maybe you have a double clean sock. Either way, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a fit, like a size 2 shoe, so.
So it's a baby sock?
Size 2
baby sock, doo-doo-doo-doo. Alright.
Name sock? Okay, sorry. Yeah, so sorry, that really just captured. Yes, what he did overall for the hospital, amazing. I'm still probably gonna drink Busch Light, I just don't care.
Boom. Let's roll into the podium here. We have a podium of the three things you would bring to an island. Everyone's thought about it. I haven't thought about it nearly as much as I think I should, but we're going to roll into it.
I said we should do this, and then I was thinking, I'm like, what am I bringing?
I didn't even write anything down.
Near to body. I don't have a notepad in front of me for the first time.
We are going to run through this and just give it our best. Give her the old college try. Are you ready?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
A tarp.
All right. I'm going to go with...
You can use that thing for so many things. Water collection. Keep you dry at night. You can make a raft out of that. Oh. Shade.
I'm going to go with sunscreen.
Terrible idea. Tarp.
Fuck that. I'm not dying from melanoma once I get off that thing.
You're not getting out of there.
Oh, I'm getting out of there.
I'm doing this as, like, not getting out of there. Deserted island. Like, I'm just making my life as comfortable. All right.
All right, Tom Hanks. Go ahead.
Firestarter. I don't know how to clank rocks together.
Let me explain. No, I don't need. You don't need to explain it. I understand why you're bringing a fire starter.
I like fire. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we got it. You like to start fires. You're gonna burn the whole island down. Basically, start another like massive Amazon thing.
But if I burn the whole island down, I'm pretty good chance someone sees it.
I doubt it. This is a deserted island.
Yeah.
I'd bring a mirror to flash signals at all the planes flying by.
Why I have smoke with my fire.
Nah, dude, I'm going to blind these freaking pilots, and then it's going to be like the...
Malaysia flight, whatever.
Yeah, they're going to be really confused. They're going to be like, why do pilots keep going blind right over this island? And they'll come investigate.
They'll crash, and then they'll swim to your island, and then you'll have friends again.
See, I'm just a social guy.
That's a great pick.
Mirror, all day.
Damn, that's a good one. My last one, like, a large, like, a machete. We're on machete.
All right. I like it. I think I can fasten my own.
I got to carve a wood bowl to boil my water, drink my water.
Mm-hmm.
And cut down trees for firewood, and then do cool knife tricks.
Oh yeah, of course, to impress all the people that are around.
Oh yeah, okay. By that time I'm definitely gonna have imaginary friends.
Yeah,
so.
Well, duh. Yeah.
So we're gonna be
Mr. Wilson.
Pretty.
Wilson,
sick.
Sorry, that's the wrong one. I went the wrong illusion on that one, but go ahead.
I didn't get either one, so I'm just gonna. I was about to
Tom Hanks, Castaway, Wilson the ball. It's his best friend. And it's a Wilson ball. Ugh. All right, well, it's not my fault you're not cultured. Well, the last thing I'd probably bring then, this is kind of tough because there's a couple items I'm thinking about. I don't want to leave them out, but I got to pick one.
Yep, you only get one.
And I picked sunscreen first, so. Yeah, but that's a water bottle once it runs out. Say what you want. You wash that out, you got a good water bottle.
What kind of soap are you going to use? You're going to bring soap, too?
Why would I bring soap?
Clean your dishes.
I'm not worried about my germs when I'm living in a deserted island. I'm going to go with just a good old buck knife.
Okay. Similar, but not the same.
It's not the same.
Similar, not the same.
That's why I was debating not picking it, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna look like an idiot if I pick like two dumb things in a mirror.
I thought you said I'm gonna look like an idiot if I pick a toothbrush. I'm like, yeah, you are. But you said two, so toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, right. Duh.
You can see where I was going.
I can kind of get it.
I was trying to anticipate.
You're a little ahead of the curve. Although, I thought about maybe just bringing like some toilet paper. I thought about it because think about it, you could use it as kindling to start the fire.
Fun fact, toilet paper is actually very bad kindling.
Well, I don't give a shit. I still have to poop, and it takes me about 3 weeks to go through one roll of toilet paper.
You should bring one roll? You're not gonna be like the girl I saw.
I didn't know I could bring a whole bunch. If I could bring more than one, I'd bring more than one.
I mean, like the girl was on Walgreens the other day checking out with 50 rolls of toilet paper.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Pooping.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to go get Mexican food after this.
Dude. I remember when we did that, we rolled in high school, we were as a cross country team, and it was just like, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. It's just a bunch of like 16 to 18 year old boys walk in here. I have two shopping carts full of toilet paper. Full. Like,
you
not.
Pay for it in one big clump?
Yep.
they let you do that?
Hell yeah.
That's kind of surprising. We've gotten denied once because four of us walked in at the same time, got a bunch of toilet paper, and we're going to pay for it four at a time. Or, like, you know, each person individually. And they like, are you guys together? Yeah. We can't let you. We can't sell this to you.
Oh, they didn't stop us. That's weird.
That's awesome.
Maybe we just went to a ghetto one.
Then we should have gone to where you went.
Yeah, I don't even remember where
we
went.
I mean, we got it later that day, but, like, it was fine.
Just walked in, walked out. It was pretty. I mean, why wouldn't they let you buy toilet paper?
Because technically they know you're about to go break the law.
It's not breaking the law.
Yeah.
It's maybe, like, minor vandalism.
There you go.
It's all right. I've been there before. You can ask people.
They put you in the clink.
No, I didn't get put in the clink, but I got sent to detention for a while.
That's the
middle school clink, yeah.
That's worse than the clink.
Yeah. Well, it was in school. It wasn't out of school.
Even worse.
Oh, suspension, sorry. Not detention. Different.
You get in school suspension?
Yeah, in middle school.
You have to write? Oh, I thought you just got detention for that.
No.
Would you, like, what, write in the handbook? I never knew what an in-school suspension entails.
No, you just, like, sit there.
Look, do
you're
nothing.
Just suspended. Yeah, it's just really boring.
That sounds awful.
I mean...
It sounds kind of like the clinic.
Yeah, it was, like, three hots and a cot, so...
Three hot girls and a cot?
No, three hot meals.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, three hot meals, three hots and a cot. That's what they call prison, Charlie.
I never heard that word.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll jump into...
From West Des Moines.
Yeah, we'll jump into this next section here, and let's have some fun. And now we go into a segment I like to call Rochambeau. So
we're gonna play rock paper scissors for 20 minutes.
We're gonna play.
Okay, best of 100 grand.
No, we're gonna play it three times.
Three, shoot.
No, not yet.
Shoot.
We're gonna play it. You gotta let me finish the game. I haven't even said the game yet.
We gotta get 100 games and hurry up.
We're not gonna get 100 games, and we only have to do three. And the person that wins two then has to... I really thought it'd come to me before then. The person...
Why is it the winner? Why is it not the loser?
Well, I mean, the loser gets to... I was going to say the other one could get to do something, or, like, they wouldn't have to do something. They could punt it off.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's figure it out what we play. You ready? Everyone's gonna love us. This is really good radio. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, tie game. Rock, paper, scissors. What?
Sorry.
Who's tie game? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Chomp, chomp, I win.
Oh, you put... That's lying, you fucking piece of shit.
I swear.
Oh my god, he put it to the side of the screen. He put it to the side of the screen and he just put it in whenever he was ready. No, that's so cheap. That's so cheap.
I shot scissors 5 times.
That's so cheap.
5 times in a row. Count it.
All right.
I threw it.
That's so cheap, dude. You're such a liar. Ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, 2-0, baby. 2-0.
Alright, so now we're gonna talk shit about Joe Buck for a second.
Wait, I like Joe Buck. I just don't like when he announces baseball. I think he's super short. No, okay, now as a loser, I don't tell you that $5 I just lost to you.
I told you you didn't have to anyway, that doesn't make it any better.
No, I don't tell you that $5 anymore. I earned this $5 back. What the hell was that?
Don't worry about it.
It's like back in school, pterodactyl call.
Charlie. Charlie bit me.
Jonathan. Not really good. Charlie.
Don't ruin it. Damn, Charlie's a dick, because he just sits there and laughs.
Pretty sure Charlie's a girl.
Oh, like Good Luck Charlie, the TV show.
And that really hurt, Charlie.
Do you know what? The two videos that everyone always brings up with me, or used to, especially
so,
not
what?
With the Candy Mountain video.
The Bikini Mountain video?
Candy Mountain.
Oh, Candy Mountain.
Charlie.
Oh.
I never watched it. I've never seen it.
Hmm.
I did it as a spite because everyone used to tell me to go to Candy Mountain. I'm like, I'm not watching that video.
Maybe you should have watched it.
No, I'm very comfortable with it.
I don't think I've seen it either. But anyway, every time I think about that, every time I hear your name, not every time, but lots of times I hear your name, I think about that video. That video just brings it to mind.
I don't come to mind first.
Well, I mean, like you and then that video.
Okay, fair enough.
So it's like Charlie Jones, and then the Charlie Bit Me, and then it's like
Charlie.
I like think like Charlie Jones, Charlie Bit Me. Anyway, we've had a lot of great guests on this show today. I think we're going to leave it a short, brief one because we got a good one coming out on Tuesday. An actual good one coming out on Tuesday.
We have stuff actually lined up for you on Tuesday.
Totally got stuff lined up. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a big one. So that being said,
what's your drink of choice this weekend?
Drink of choice this weekend? Well, I don't know. I'm on the East Coast, so I'm not sure. Whatever they drink out there.
I don't know. Like, what do East Coasters drink besides Sam Adams in Boston?
Harpoon?
Never heard of it. Sounds good. Let me know how it is.
All right. Yeah, I know they drink harpoons out there. I had some when I was 18 at my, not sick brag, but.
21, Grant. You had some when you were 21.
When I was 18 at my cousin's wedding, I had a couple too many, and then I was really hungover for the flight home, and it was really miserable.
Hungover flights suck.
Yeah. It was like my first real bad hangover ever. Well, first one around my family. So I was just like, oh my god, I think I'm done. I puked the morning I woke up. It was pretty bad.
Lovely.
So lovely. Anyway, let's rock her out with a quote here. But I know we're gonna come back next week. It's gonna be fun. And I don't know. I guess I just don't know what to say.
I'm at a loss for words, Grant. I'm at a loss for words.
So, that being said, I will wrap it up on a high note since we kind of were a bummer without a guest today. So, those of you who got texts and are listening to this, it's all right. We'll hit you up later.
It's on you.
I'm not going to say it's on you. I'm not going to make you feel bad. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Grant.
We're going to ask this question. It came from a listener, so we're going to ask it to all of our listeners, but I'm also going to ask you.
Do I know the question?
What song comes to mind when you think of me?
I think of Grant. It's Kanye West song. You were singing it when we moved in freshman year, like just over and over again. But I can't remember. It was Kanye West something.
Okay, that helps. He's got a couple songs.
I know, but you were singing it like that day we were moving in all day.
I don't remember.
You were really only singing one line of it, too.
Because that's why you sing them, because it's stuck in your head.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it was. But I think of that song. My second one is Blood on the Leaves. That's what we used to always play playing Pong.
All right. Yeah. I'd say for you, it's Coldplay's starts with a V, like
Viva La Vida.
Is that it?
That's one of their favorite songs.
Yeah, 100%. That's a song I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like that song.
I don't know why I think of it when it come. You come to mind. I just right away.
Okay.
You definitely played it a lot freshman year.
No, I don't. I've never liked that song.
All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up with a quote.
You might be thinking of Coldplay's Fix You, because we had to do that project for it in English class.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I know what I'm thinking of.
You really think it's weird to sing it?
No, I'm not going to sing it, because I sing like shit.
Play it, then.
No, I'm not going to play it, because that's thievery. And then we get copyrighted, and then we can't put this anywhere. Although we don't anyway, but... I digress. I have a quote to end it out. It's from Pablo Picasso, and it said, "Good artists copy, great artists steal." So
you're saying I should start stealing? Okay.
Steal this shit.
I have no special talent. I am only passionately curious. Albert Einstein.
Sweet. We'll be back next week with a lot better.
Deuces.